Happy Valentine's Day. Hope you got your reservations for dinner. Hope you got all the gifts that you're supposed to get for your significant other. Otherwise, you might have a problem.
Or like 45% of you in your car are doing right now. Oh, God! It is, isn't it? It is. And that is why we go around the world, around the city, and around this room. It's the biggest fails of the week.
You had one job!
Thanks for bringing that up, Jeff. It is Valentine's Day. You want to know how I know it's Valentine's Day?
How?
Because I went to Target and bought Parker the cutest Valentine's Day outfit for her to wear to daycare today. Because all the other moms do this. See, if your kid's not in daycare, you don't know this. It's a show.
Yeah.
It's a fashion show.
Yep.
Of the cutest outfits on the biggest days. I blew it on Thanksgiving. Didn't send her to one because I thought she's not at daycare on Thanksgiving. But you're supposed to do it on the Tuesday.
Right.
I know that now.
What?
For
yep.
the entire month of December, I bought her Christmas outfits to wear every day because I wasn't going to let her down. The day she went back after New Year's, I sent her Happy New Year, Happy 2020 for 3 days from Old Navy. I was ready to go for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So I get a picture because my daycare is sweet enough to send me pictures of Parker throughout the show. So I know she's doing okay because I'm that mom.
Okay.
And I think to myself, that Valentine's Day outfit's still hanging in her closet, isn't it? Because she's not wearing
her.
But it looks great there. She's not wearing Valentine's today. No, she's wearing rainbows today. And I'm like looking at other the kids in the background because, you know, they don't show their faces in my photos.
Mm-hmm.
But they are to the nines Valentine's. And I'm like mad at myself for two reasons. One, I paid full price for that because
right.
I didn't buy it after the holiday. I paid full price for the outfit. Two, it's one day, Sarah. You did it for the entire month of December and you couldn't remember. All we've talked about on the show this week is Friday's Valentine's
right.
Day. You couldn't put the outfit on her? You had one job!
Don't feel too bad, because there's
Thank
a whole
you.
Group of people that should feel worse.
Oh, good.
Let's go to Wheel of Fortune.
No.
It shows what are you doing as your category.
Your category, what are you doing? And you'd get the letters ahead of time, R-S-T-L-N-E. So it's three blocks. First block has an N. Then there's a letter. Then the third block has an E-R at the end. A lot of blank spaces.
And your vowel.
Oh. All right.
Let's see how those letters do for Jesse, who's the contestant. One additional letter, you guys. Just one additional letter. Blank, 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 N, blank, 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 C-E-R. No one's getting this. There's never been less help in a category by guessing letters than this woman is looking at right now. So let's see how Jesse does.
Yeah, okay. What are you doing is the category. It looks daunting to me, but, you know, you have 10 seconds. Keep talking. There's a newsletter.
He's not positive either.
Pat is absolutely convinced she's not getting this.
No, he's not. Yeah, he's not in on this.
Now, when I say mark, let's count the time it takes her to start throwing a guess out. Ready?
Okay, go.
Mark.
Buying a juicer. Buying a juicer?
Of course, it's an easy part. No.
4 seconds! She got it! It took her 4 seconds, and it was nothing but blank spaces! So what'd she win?
You got $37,000.
$37,000!
What?
Here comes a win.
There was no help on this thing! So to the guys that write the puzzles for Wheel of Fortune, you're now giving away $37,000. Write harder categories. You had one job!